And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 15th of August, 2014. Birthday of the Swedish novelist Stieg Larsson, born in Skelleftehamn, Sweden, 1954, took up fiction writing as a way to make some extra money. Started in 2001, he'd written two novels, started on a third when he approached an editor. He was planning 10 detective thrillers called the Millennium Series, but he died of a heart attack the following year. His three novels published posthumously. The first, in Swedish, is called Men Who Hate Women, better known as The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's the birthday of Mary Jo Salter, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 1954, went off to Harvard, took a poetry class from Elizabeth Bishop. She's published several poetry collections. Once asked what she would be if she weren't a poet, she said, "I'm a writer because I'm not a composer. That's what I'd really love to be, a composer of long, complex symphonies and operas, to produce the wordless power of music to move people in that way. I'm stuck with being better at words." It's the birthday of the essayist Thomas De Quincey, Manchester, England, 1785. He was fluent in Greek as a young man, moved to the Lake District, became a friend of Wordsworth and Coleridge, and then in 1813 he became addicted to opium. Chronically in debt, had to take a job writing articles for magazines, but he's best remembered for his book Confessions of an English Opium Eater. It was on this date, 1935, the humorist Will Rogers and his friend and pilot Wiley Post died in a plane crash, flying from Fairbanks, Alaska to Point Barrow. Post was flying a plane that he had cobbled together from parts of two different planes. Lockheed, the plane manufacturer, had warned him that the plane could be unsafe. It was hard to control. The nose tended to dip down. And when Post took off from a lagoon, the engine stalled when they were just 50 feet in the air. The plane's nose dropped, and both men died instantly. It was on this date, 1843, the Tivoli Gardens opened in Copenhagen, the second oldest amusement park in the world. The oldest is in Klampenborg, near Copenhagen. Designed as a pleasure garden with flowers, cafes, theaters, and bandstands, in 1943, Nazi sympathizers burned most of the buildings to the ground, and it had to be rebuilt. A few years ago, Tivoli Gardens became the first amusement park to operate entirely on wind-generated power. And it's the birthday of Denise Chavez, born in Las Cruces, New Mexico, 1948. Her first novel was Face of an Angel, came out in 1994. The protagonist is a waitress, and Chavez herself had spent more than 30 years waiting on tables. Here's a poem for today by Mary Jo Salter, Absolute September. How hard it is to take September straight, not as a harbinger of something harder, merely like suds in the air, cool scent scrubbed clean of meaning, or innocent of the cold thing coldly meant. How hard the heart tugs at the end of summer, and longs to haul it in when it flies out of hand at the prompting of the first mild breeze. It leaves us by degrees only, but for one who sees summer as an absolute, pure state of light and heat, the height to which one cannot raise a doubt. As soon as one leaves off the tree, no day following can fall free of the drift of melancholy. Absolute September by Mary Jo Salter from A Kiss in Space, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.